for a team to have won 5 games in a row but be out of form?
Oh, I think you can win 5 in a row and play better. But, you know, Melbourne were terrific today. But we won, so we'll take the win. We've got a lot to work on. But if we can't enjoy the wins, we're in the wrong business. So we're really clear where we're at and what we need to do. But I was actually pretty happy how we handled the last quarter and fought it out. But we've got a lot of work to do.
What was your gut feel? Did you always think you had enough sort of in you to get over the line? Or was
it just... Are you serious? No. I thought Melbourne were terrific all day, and it wouldn't be a stat that we won other than the score. So we shouldn't have won today. But we did. So it's a tight comp. Now you look at the Sydney Carlton game, you know. You need these wins to qualify for finals. So we've got 5 weeks now to get as high as we can in that top 8.
Was that enough time to get back into form, so to speak?
2 weeks ago when we played North Melbourne, I would have thought, you know, we would have been more reasonably satisfied with form. So I think we've got to acknowledge what Melbourne did today and how hard they played. They were tougher. And all the KPIs you look at, they were in front of. So I'm looking at it in the sense that I'm proud that our boys found a way to win with 37 inside 50s to, what was it, 60-something. So we did some things well in the last quarter.
Just on that inside 50 count, what's your reaction when you read a figure like that?
How do we win? look, we just got beaten up around the ball. You know, they've got 4 or 5 really good, hardened inside mids, and they're young. And we probably rotate more guys through there, and we couldn't find the right matchup to get that ball out. The stoppages wasn't exactly a concern, but once they got in their front half, we struggled to get it out. So, defenders held up pretty well to keep a team to 60 points with that much supply.
When you say beaten up around the ball, how concerning is that, given you had your full-strength midfield in and probably have had for most of the year?
Oh, I think we're probably missing Nat Nui. Would be one of our guys. I reckon he might fit in that midfield. Yeah, I reckon Dom Shee probably fits in too. We've got young midfielders coming through. I think we need to acknowledge that as well. But there's no excuse. They're better than us around the ball. So our scores from stoppages for and against are probably the best in the comp. But around the ball today, around the outside, with work rate both ways, I thought we got dudded.
So in terms of order of things you want to work on, what's priority number one for you?
Well, we head back to the G. We play Collingwood away. So we'll flip into our away week that we have. Look, our scores against are pretty good. So if you look at it in a raw sense, our scores for are down a little bit. So today it was about supply. But I think in recent times when we travel, we've kept teams pretty low with the scores. It's just trying to get the scoreboard ticking over. So that's what we're working on. We've been working on that for a while, though.
You mentioned getting the ball out of your back half. Do you guys not adjust the conditions in terms of just overusing a fraction today?
That's a good question. We had a bit of a strategy before the game, and I don't think we realised how, looking at the forecast, it was meant to be under a mil. So what we thought may have been a passing shower probably affected the game for a good quarter and a half, and we didn't react to the conditions as well as we should have from a strategic point of view and our players as well.
When you said you felt dudded with the work rate, what do you mean by that?
We got dudded. They beat us. Dudded. Yeah, sorry, I didn't want the right context.
In terms of the numbers of running and whatnot, was there anything down?
Yeah, look, just the work rate, yeah, to the contest. It's pretty basic. There's not too much strategy that's when it's wet like that. It's work rate, being clean with the ball, first gives, not panicking, all those things that you guys, I'm sure, would have seen.
How did you view, you made 2 significant selections with McKenzie and Giles, how did you view those 2?
Yeah, well, look, I thought it allowed Scott Lysett to have a bit more impact. He ran the game out a little bit better this week against Carlton. I thought in the last quarter really struggled, Scotty. So Giles, he supplied that support. And what did Scotty have? 18, 19 touches, he kicked a goal. Thought he competed pretty well. And that's what Gilesy helped out do. So, and McKenzie, I thought he did his job. And, you know, he had a bit of a job on Hogan there for the most part. And he had to deal with a lot of ball coming in. So I haven't had a good look at it yet. But
you mentioned you've got a lot of guys running through the midfield, but it seems to be the same 3 names in terms of highest possession wins. What are the conversations you're having with the guys that are running through there in terms of spreading the load a bit more?
Yeah, we want those players, and I think Chris has said this before in his press conference about you still want your good players playing well. So that's they're doing their job. We just need a bit more support. Yeah. So we're looking for that mix and rotations, and we don't really like sticking the same three players on ball all day. We think that we want to work on our flexibility. And we've got some players who can go inside and out, inside and out, but they're probably just not getting enough of the ball at the moment, so we're still working on that.
What are you expecting from Nick Natanui when he gets back in terms of the shape he'll be in and what sort of impact he might be able to have?
Well, look, we've been really happy to get the, what was it, 5 wins. He's been out for 5 weeks, or might be 4 weeks, so that's been good for us. We've learned a lot around the ball and how we handle the stoppages with dominant ruckman, so that's been a good learning experience, but puts you on the back foot a little bit without him there. So it's probably more how he adapts to our players when he comes back rather than the other way around. But we're looking forward to getting him back.
I imagine your fans will be hoping he comes back as some sort of a superman. Is that, do you need to sort of temper your expectations a little bit? Might he even ruck less time and ease
maybe,
in a little
yeah,
bit?
Maybe, I think we've got to be patient with that. Yeah. So for him to miss probably 6 or 7 weeks by the time he comes back, yeah, expectations won't be, you know, it'll take a while to get him back into form.
Most likely the Derby at the moment?
No, we'll see how he trains. Yeah, he's in the mix next week. He trained yesterday, trained well. So he's into full training, so we'll make a call on that later in the week.
And you wouldn't consider a waffle game, or is that an option?
No, I think we'll slip him back in. I don't think Trevor Nisbet will let me do that. But no, we'll if he's right to play, I think he'll play in the ones.
Sure, got a heavy knock in the second term. Is he okay?
He copped a big corky. I'm hoping that's the reason why he butchered the ball so much. Yeah, so we need to have a chat about that. Yeah, I thought there was some really easy, obvious decisions we made that cost us goals on turnovers that unlike us down back. So that didn't help the situation with the ball. But he did say he was affected with that corky. But I need to follow up on that.
And we saw you give him a spray at three quarter time. Do you need to do that to a couple of your boys to follow them up?
Oh, that's just coaching. You know, you're trying to get the best out of your players. Sometimes you need to put your arm around them if they've had a couple of mistakes. Sometimes you need to be aggressive. So it's just whatever I feel like doing at the moment to get them going, I'll do. So that happens all the time.
Is Will Field an automatic recall for next week?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we'll see how he pulls up. He would have done a bit extra training today after the game, but I would have thought he's available for selection, which is a good problem to have.
And did Eric do enough to stay in the picture for next week?
I'll have to have a look at it, yeah. But like I said, for that much supply and to keep, I don't know if Hogan kick a goal? No, so for that general match that we had, I thought that worked.
What's your overriding emotion after a day like today where, I mean, the stats show you probably shouldn't have won, but you still do it?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm good. Yeah, it's not too bad. You know, we'll take the win. We've got to enjoy the wins. We've got a heap of work to do. But I'm glass half full. We can't afford to be moping around. Like, we've probably qualified for finals now, and we've got 5 weeks to give it a good crack, so we'll do that. But there's no point moping around. We've had a win. 2 wins in a row have been scrappy and probably ugly, as people say, but they've been wins. And it's about getting it right at the right time of the year. But the clock's ticking. I don't think so. I think we're okay. Okay, other than Sharon's humongous corky that he must have on that thigh. All right, thanks, guys.